Hey guys, welcome back to another Garden Me Glow podcast. Today is a really special episode because I have my best friend on called Harriet. This is a really long episode, so I decided to put it into two parts so it's just easier for you guys to listen. You don't have to listen to it all at once. It was a really fun episode to record and really insightful and just a really good snippet of our friendship and how we recommend, you know, making new friends in this day and age, and also our experience with moving countries, moving to Australia, how we did it, all that good stuff. So yeah, I hope you enjoy, and I'll leave all of Harriet's Instagram, socials, things down in the show notes below. So enjoy. Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Welcome to the Garden Me Glow podcast. Today we have Harriet here. Hello, Harriet.
Hello, Shannon.
It's honestly so weird saying your name. We have... Should we introduce our real self?
Alter ego.
Alter ego. Margaret.
And Wendy. As in, Shannon's Wendy, I'm Margaret.
How did this even start?
I think we got two parcels, and yours was like a really fashionista outfit, and then mine was like a... Oh no, I think Margaret's for being moody actually.
Yeah, that was because you were eco Emma first.
Yeah, I was eco Emma.
Okay, so basically we'll get into this like when we're deep in the podcast, but we used to live with each other, and we always used to get parcels from just like brand collaborations. I don't even know how it started, but you just started calling. Did you used to call me Trendy Wendy?
Yeah.
Trendy Wendy. And then I was like, and then I was trying to think of one for you. And I said, Eco Emma.
I think I had a collaboration with like a, it was like a bamboo under my
brand. Yeah, yeah. I was like, Eco. But then I was like, I can't call you Emma because, no offense, Emma's. But like, Emma's is like not as interesting as Wendy. And then you went through a period where you were being...
I was very moody. Oh, I don't know why. I can't even remember.
And so I was like, Moody Margaret. And ever since then, you've been Margaret.
Yeah.
Wendy and Margaret.
Wendy and Margaret.
So every time we talk to each other, we call each other that. Or Mama.
Mama.
Oh, honestly.
It's actually really weird to say like our real names.
Our real names, I know. But it actually helped when we did live with each other, because when we were being like moody or like...
What? Yeah, when something was hard to say, it's so much easier to say it as like a joke.
Yeah.
Like, Wendy, what are you doing? Like, Wendy, turn that music down.
Oh, shut up. But anyway, that was like a whirlwind into us. But yeah, Harriet is my best friend here in Australia. Or just in general.
Thank you. Just in Australia.
Just in Australia. Like, when I leave, you're no longer my best friend.
Oh.
No. So we met in Australia probably 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. It was literally like the first... Oh no, when did you arrive here? November.
I came... Yeah, November.
Yeah.
And then when was Australia Day?
January 26th.
Yeah, so we met on that day.
Yeah.
2021? No, yeah. 2020. Yeah.
2020, yeah, 2020.
Oh my god, so like almost 3 years.
Yeah.
No, two and a half years. We met at an event. It was like a random like public event. No, I saw Harriet and I was like, I really liked
that
outfit.
She saw me from afar.
We were queuing to go into the venue, right?
Yeah.
And I see her and I'm like, wow, I love her outfit.
It was very cute.
I bought it in the end. And I was like, oh my god, love your outfit. And obviously when you're new to a place, like, you're just more like... I mean, I would say that anyway, but like, you just are more open to wanting to meet new people. So we were queuing and then I was like, oh, I love your outfit. And then that was that. Like, we didn't really speak
after
that.
Yeah, that was like a quick...
Yeah. And then we were like, obviously, like, having fun at the venue. And then we saw each other... At the bar.
Yeah,
because I was waiting.
You were waiting.
I was waiting.
A nice boy.
Not so nice. I'm joking. Oh. I'm joking. Very nice.
Yeah, and then we just started chatting again. Yeah. I think I was a bit drunk.
Yeah, you were. You were so friendly. I was like, whoa, she's keen.
So yeah. Friendly.
I was like, oh, thank God.
Were
like,
you?
Was it, no, no. I had like a couple of drinks, but I didn't really plan on drinking that much that day.
Yeah.
I remember I had like a couple of Aperol Spritz.
I don't know why I was so drunk. Probably because I was with boy.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Anyways, and yeah, then we just started chatting. And like, obviously, like we're both from England. We're both English. So we bonded on that. Yeah. And then we both had a mutual friend because you were like,
yeah,
I've seen you on someone's stories.
Oh yeah, I realised that I'd clicked on Shannon's profile, I don't know, like a couple of weeks before, because I think you went to Byron.
Yeah.
With her. And then I remember clicking on your profile thinking, oh, like, she looks cute.
Oh.
And then it didn't click until we were talking. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because I remember you saying that and it was just so random.
Yeah.
Like, so literally random. What the chances kind of
thing. Yeah. I think because we were both new to Australia as well. Like, we were so much more open to like making friends.
I think so. And then we just exchanged Instagrams and then we went for brunch. For next week, I think.
Yeah.
Because then we went to brunch, went to Bare Naked Bowls.
Yeah. Bronte.
Bronte.
Yeah.
And then went to the beach after.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it was a slow burner. Like, we didn't even hang out that much.
No, I feel like we hung out like once every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then, oh no, you invited me on a night out, I think, with the girls.
Yeah.
That was cute. And then I don't actually remember.
I think I would just invite you to, like, when we were doing things with the girls. And then
it wasn't much, like, one-on-one at the beginning until lockdown.
No, because that we still had a whole year. Oh, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Oh, my God.
No, I think... Oh, no, I remember just before lockdown, we went to the beach together. Do you remember we had a nice evening?
Yeah, and then we were sitting, because, the weather was really nice, and we just sat and watched sunset. I think we would just go to the beach and, like... And then we went on loads of walks over lockdown and got pretty close.
Yeah, and I think we definitely got closer then. But I would say at the end of lockdown was when we became...
Yeah, because then I would invite you around for dinners.
Yeah.
Because at the time I was doing my ebook thing.
Yeah.
And I would like have so much food.
Yeah. She did so much baking. It was great.
So much baking.
I loved it.
Yeah, I guess we just bonded because we had loads of like similar interests.
Yeah, I think, we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And that's why we became friends.
And then we moved in with each other last year. We lived with each other for a year. And then now...
We're not friends anymore.
We're not friends anymore. So before we get into the episode properly, I always start my podcast with an affirmation of the week. So do you have an affirmation that you can give our listeners?
My affirmation is... Let go of what is no longer serving you.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think... Well, personally, it's relevant to my life right now. And then... Well, it kind of ties into the podcast, I guess, if we talk about friends. And I feel like... I guess for both of us, like, a lot of points of our lives, you just have to let go of... Especially people that just no longer serve you. Situations, jobs.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, sometimes we can hold on to things, even if we know... that it's not quite right, but only because, like, almost because we've maybe put a lot of effort into something, or like we've just, you know, stuck with it for a while, so we're like, oh, might
comfort.
As well
yeah
and it's comfort, and we might as well like see how it goes. But I think the sooner you let things go that you kind of know deep in your heart that it's not right, the sooner you're able to open doors for new opportunities and better things to come in, because otherwise you're just blocking all those opportunities because you're holding on to something that's like maybe not that bad, but it's not amazing.
Yeah, I think if it's not, like... I always think, like, envision your future self and, like, how you want your life to look like. And then if that person or that thing or that job doesn't match up, then just move on.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it.
Yeah, agreed. But I'm so excited to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
It's been
a long time
coming. But I wanted to get Harriet on the podcast because, I don't know, I think our friendship's pretty special.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it's one of those, like, really special friendships where, I guess now, especially making friends when you're older, it doesn't come...
It's harder.
Yeah. Like, because, you know, you sometimes make those really close friends when you're younger because you've grown up with them and you know each other so well. So when you're older, you kind of stick to them.
Yeah.
But then obviously when you move countries and stuff, you don't have those people anymore.
Mm.
So...
I guess when you're at school and stuff, like, you're you're spending all that time together.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, in adult life, you don't, like, you spend, I don't know, if you make a new friend, for example, like, you would see them, like, maybe, I don't know, like
once
or twice a week, like, go on a walk or,
yeah,
I don't know, spend, like, a couple of hours with them, but, like, at school you spent all that time together, so
yeah,
I don't know, it makes sense.
And you go through so much together as well when you're little. So yeah, and we also had some questions from you guys. Obviously we both moved from the UK to Australia. Mm-hmm. We didn't know each other from before, like we said, so it would be good to talk about our experience and how we found it. And I always get loads of questions about moving to Australia and like how to do it and stuff, so I guess it's good to just help people if they want to do that. Well, first of all, where are you from?
Where am I from?
Where are you from?
I'm from, right? Well, I'm from, obviously, England, but...
What were you going to say? Italy?
Yes, I'm from Italy. Very exotic. Well, my family moved around a lot, so I kind of say I'm from Cornwall when people ask, because that's where I spent the most time, but yes, I would just say England, because I don't really know...
Yeah, I always just say London, to be honest. Like, I live, my home is like an hour away from London.
Yeah.
But I lived in London before I moved here for a few years. So, and it's just, if you're like telling an Australian where you're from, they're not going to know, like,
the they're not going to know
that you live in. Unless they've, like, are from England or, like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I always just say London.
Yeah, it's much easier. And London's cool.
Yeah. Why did you move to Australia?
I think I've always had that dream to, like, go to Australia. Like, the first time I moved, yeah, I just always, like, dreamed of going. And I always watched, like, movies, like, or, what was that program? A Place in the Sun. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It's, like, a house program, like, they buy houses in Australia. Yeah.
Oh, was it, like, reality?
Yeah. It's, like, a, like, location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that vibe. Yeah. My parents used to watch it, and there was an Australian, I think it was called Down Under.
You're like,
and
this,
I was,
is
like,
wild.
Oh, it looks great.
That
yeah.
is so funny. I was like, I mean, to be honest, that, like, TV never made me want to move to Australia. Mm. I just feel like it's so, for example, like, even Neighbours, that's the only memory that I have from, like, Australian TV.
Is Neighbours Australian? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I
wait, what's the Australian one? I think it is Neighbours. No. Wait, what's this?
Good, no, Home and Away?
Home and Away? No, is it Home and Away?
I don't know. I don't watch those shows.
No, I don't watch really rare TV. I don't think it's
Neighbours. I was going to say, I think Neighbours.
I think it's Home and Away.
I think it is.
Anyways, one of those Australian... sorry, guys. One of those Australian series. It never made me want to move to Australia. I was just like, wow. Like, I just never thought of moving to Australia, you know? What made me want to move is more like watching YouTube. So I would watch people who were Australian.
Yeah.
I just came across their videos and yeah, it would just be like amazing, like healthy food, beaches, sunny all the time. Like, it just looked so fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I in England?
Yeah.
Like, actually, why am I in England? Because, I mean, we're both like such sun babies. So just being in the cold was just not it for the majority of the year.
That's so
interesting. Yeah. So like, I knew for couple years before moving that I wanted to move, but I think when I then moved back to London, because I actually decided when I was like second year of uni, when I went and lived in London for placement year, because I remember like having conversations with people in the agency, because this girl was from Australia, and I was like, oh, like, what is it like? And she was like, yeah, like, most people either move to Sydney or Melbourne, and they're like, you know, Melbourne's a bit more like London. And then I was like, I'm not gonna move to the other side of the world to just be in another London. And then she's like, but I think she was from Melbourne. She was like, oh, okay, but Sydney's like kind of pretentious.
Oh, okay.
And like,
you look great.
Yeah.
She's why, like,
I'm pretty really sure she was like, yeah, I think I can see you in Sydney more.
That's so funny.
I was like, oh. But like, as in, obviously there is a different vibe from Melbourne to Sydney. I think now I feel like I prefer the vibe of Melbourne in terms of like people and stuff.
People, yeah.
But I prefer Sydney in terms of like, obviously the beaches and like, it is more of like a healthy lifestyle thing. Because it's kind of like in between, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good 3 years. And then when I moved back to London, I was like, the second year of living there after I graduated, I was like, if I don't book a flight and like actually just plan to leave, I'm never gonna leave, because obviously the longer you stay somewhere, the more like progressed, like the more you like progress more with work and like you make
the more
friends, and you just kind of like
harder it is.
So I was like, I'm just gonna go, and like, I want to go to Bali before, so then I just like booked a flight, And yeah, obviously sorted the visas. A lot of people ask about the visas. We were on a, I was on a working holiday visa for my first year, and then I've been on a student visa ever since. But it's super easy to get like a working holiday visa. And
it gets approved quite quickly as well.
Yeah, mine got approved really, really quickly because I didn't have any, I guess, like baggage. Like I wasn't bringing anyone. Like I didn't have any like other like issues. But then after that, if you want to stay, it's quite hard to stay.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky.
Because it's like you can either do a student visa, be sponsored by work, partner visa, or
do some farm work.
Farm work. And there was no way I was doing...
I'd love to see you doing farm work.
There would be no way.
So funny.
Oh my God, no. There would be no way
Paris
I would
Hilton
do it.
Paris Hilton show.
It literally would be the Paris Hilton show. What's it called? Like,
I can't remember. The Good Life?
Yeah, The Good Life. The East or something like that. But I mean, you're lucky.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I have a New Zealand passport, so it works the same. That's Australian.
Yeah, because your mum's from New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
Is she half or full? You still don't know?
I still don't know.
I'm gonna saying this. I was like, how do you not know your mum is like half?
Well, I think half, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think you should just ask her.
I'm pretty sure I did, but I forgot the answer.
So funny. To be fair, that's like my parents' birthdays. I always forget their... I remember their birthdays, but like I don't remember the date.
The date.
So I don't know how old they are. And I feel like I literally ask them that.
Yeah.
Or like I'll ask my siblings. I'll be like, how old is my
dad? Yeah, no, same.
Because when we were younger, they were so secretive about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would never tell me.
Oh, mine weren't. But I just don't remember. I feel like once you're in your 50s, it's...
all the same.
It's all a blur.
I don't think my mum's 50, though. I think she's younger. I know my dad is. Oh, wait, is she?
Well, no, she must can't be younger. She can't be younger. She'll be very young.
Well, she had me when she was like, well, I don't know, actually. Like mid-20s, though, like early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she had my sister pretty young, like early 20s.
Well, maybe she is in her. No, she's probably not 40.
I think she is her. Oh, she just looks the same every year.
Great jeans, yeah.
My dad is 60, I think. 60 something. Mm. Anyways, doesn't matter.
We digress.
So yeah, then I just moved here. I went to Bali for a few weeks. Two weeks with a friend, a week by myself, and then moved here.
How funny that we did the same thing.
You went to Bali beforehand?
Yeah, for a month.
It's quite common though, I think.
Yeah, true.
Because it's like so near.
Yeah, true.
But you visited Australia before.
Yeah.
Like, I never had been to Australia before.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like, I knew I wanted to travel. But I always knew I wanted to live in Australia, but I didn't know whereabouts in Australia. So I did like 3 months traveling the East Coast. And then I really like Byron and Sydney. So I kind of had them in my head for like when I want to move back, but I wanted to do New Zealand and Asia. So I did that. And then, I ended up moving to Perth.
Yeah. How was that for you?
It was really fun. It was really scary, like, first moving, because I didn't know anyone, apart from, I had, like, an aunt and uncle there, but I didn't know any people, like, any friends, so that was a bit hard, but I feel like that was a turning point in my life of, like, confidence. I feel like that made me just, I don't know, push me to, like, make new friends and, yeah.
I agree. I think like moving country is like a whole new level.
Yeah, I think it's
the best. How much it like pushes you as a person.
Yeah.
I've not lived at home since I was 18. I'm 25 now. So I moved out because of uni. So I'm very used to living out of home. And to be honest, I'm not really like a home bird in terms of like, I don't miss home. Like I'm a homebody in the sense of like, I love to have a home and like, I love to like be at home. But I'm quite happy to, like, get up and move around. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, as long as I got, like, a nice home. Emphasis on nice home. And, I think moving country, you don't realise how much it actually, like, does shock you. Because you're really having like, restart your whole life.
Yeah.
Essentially. With friends.
True. It's everything. I feel like jobs. The hardest bit as well, it's like, you know when you're at home, you can kind of call your parents to, like, ask them to help you do something.
Yeah.
And like here, you don't have that. Like, you can't ask them because they have no idea. So I feel like you just have to figure stuff out by yourself, which is quite good because I feel like I always depended on my mum.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, we're always like, worst comes to worst. Like, even like moving, like, like getting my mum to do multiple trips in their car.
Yeah, I know. Aww. I actually feel bad, like, how much they do.
I know, literally. But like here, you have to, like, organize it yourself and you're forced to like just basically adult.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a good learning experience.
Yeah. Would you say you enjoy living here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Sydney?
In Sydney. Oh, I did.
I used to.
It's hard for me though, because I feel like ever since I can remember, I've always moved. So like, this is the longest I've been in one place for as long as I can remember, I think. And so, oh, I don't know, since like Cornwall. So it's hard for me to like settle, and like I get bored really quickly, and it's really, yeah, quite annoying, but I feel like my time is up here, to be honest. Yeah. But I have really enjoyed Sydney.
Yeah.
I feel like it will always have a special place.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not my place. I think youth, but yeah.
Why do you feel like it's not your place?
Well, firstly, it's not hot enough.
I know. I thought it would be hotter.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, even in the peak summer, it's never, apart from that 140-degree day, like
when we were moving.
Yeah, when we were moving. Oh my God, that was hot.
That was hot.
Apart from that, I don't remember being boiling, you know.
I want to be fucking hot. Melting.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's hot in the summer. Like, it is hot in the summer.
But it's not that hot.
But it's still hot.
Yeah, it's still hot. It's not hot enough.
In winter, it's not hot. Like, I thought it would be hot all year round. But in Sydney, it's not like that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because we're more, like,
lower
down.
And it rains a lot.
Yeah, it rains. It's like tropical rain.
Yeah.
It's like, when it rains, it rains.
And it rains for, like, a couple of weeks.
Yeah. No, like, but it has... been, like, La Nina. Yeah. So, like, that's not normal.
True.
That's not normal. That's not,
no, but I swear, like, the first year we were here, it rained quite a bit as well. Because I remember when I was working during the week, and, like, every weekend it would rain, and I was so annoyed.
True. It was only weekends that would rain. Yeah, weird.
Also, the sea is cold here, and God. I don't like that. I like a tropical water. I don't know.
Like, moaning Margaret.
I know. But it's really nice. Sydney is actually so pretty, and, like, it's so nice. Like, it's really pretty and, like, really cool. I think it's just... I'm just over it because I've been living in Australia now for, like, almost six years.
Yeah. So, but, like, you've obviously lived in Australia for so long, but every part is so different.
Yeah.
I think Sydney is obviously... It is amazing in terms of how you have the city, the harbour, like, the beach. You have amazing views. Mm. And it's a really great outdoorsy place.
Yeah, like really great. Healthy. Yeah.
But I don't even think it's that healthy, to be honest. Well, okay.
Compared to the UK.
Well, yeah. Okay, first impressions when you moved here, what did you think?
I thought it was really different. I actually didn't really like the architecture. You know, like, buildings. All the buildings. Yeah, I thought they all look the same. And I thought it was, like, really American.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, parts of it really felt like I was in a movie set.
Yeah.
I remember walking around being like, this doesn't feel real. And, like, I feel like a child.
Yeah, that's like, I know what you mean.
It's, like, really, like, school. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know.
I think coming from London, it's a bit of a shock.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I actually can't really remember. Do you?
Yeah, I remember being, like, kind of underwhelmed.
Mm.
I remember going, I think it's because I was walking down Bondi Road, and obviously Bondi Road isn't very nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like,
yeah,
because obviously, like, now we're used to it, so it's just kind of, like, cute in its own way, and Bondi has developed a lot. But, yeah, so when I first moved here, I moved to Bondi. But, yeah, walking down, like, Bondi Road, and even seeing the icebergs, I was like, surely that's not it. I was like, that is so small. But, like, when you see it in photos, it just looks so huge. Much more, like, just so much more. But then, when I saw it, I was like, surely not.
Yeah.
And then I went to Speedo's, the cafe, because I remember seeing that. I literally had a list of, like, all restaurants and stuff I wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And then I got the pancakes, but they weren't that good. Like, they looked amazing.
Why am I here?
Yeah. No, they looked... No, it was amazing. They looked amazing, but it was so, like impractical. So like, they leave all the fruit, like, the skin on the fruit, and I'm like, how am I meant to eat this?
Yeah, and they put it on a big stick.
Yeah, and I don't really like buckwheat pancakes, so...
Oh, yeah, you don't.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, but... So, yeah, that was my first impression. But then...
It grows on you.
It does grow on you, because now I love it. And I'm like, oh, Bondi is so nice. And, like, it's such a community, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we both don't live in Bondi anymore.
We're exiled from the community.
No, we decided to explore. Because
you get so trapped in the Bondi bubble.
I think it's good we moved out, though.
Yeah.
I think it was especially after lockdown, the second lockdown, we were like... Well, I was like... I cannot do this coastal walk anymore.
Like, we did go on it a lot.
Every day for like half a year.
Sometimes twice a day.
I know, yeah, literally. And like, the fact that really Bondi is such a bubble and like everything is there, there is so much more than it. And like, Sydney has so many like cool places. Yeah. And I think now I'm like closer to the city.
You're in a good location.
It's really nice that I can like explore a bit more and not feel like I'm so like, because it's really hard to get out of Bondi if you don't drive.
Yeah.
Because like public transport here is just really annoying. Because it's like, you have to wait 10 minutes for like a train or a bus, or just takes ages. Like, the connection is not nice. Like, the actual public transport itself is nice.
Yeah.
But it's just really impractical. Yeah. And the roads here are just
And they don't really have very good routes.
No, they don't. It's like really long.
Yeah.
But I think Sydney has a lot to offer if you do like the outdoor lifestyle, and you know, it's a very like simple way of life. I think I have noticed it's a little bit behind as well compared to London.
Yeah, it is, and it's very like sceney, like especially Bondi, but
yeah, especially like eastern suburbs
sceney. Yeah, yeah,
but you get that everywhere.
True.
Yeah,
but I feel like more so.
It's more cliquey here.
It's very cliquey. I think actually in every place I've lived in Australia, it's always been the same. Like, Australia, I guess it's different though, because Australia is so far away from everything else. Yeah. Like, people tend to go to school and like stay in the same friendship groups from school. And I guess like when you're so close to people, like you don't really let other people in as much. Yeah.
I've noticed that people, they're not as open. Yeah, they're like friendly, but I feel like they're not open to like maintain the friendship. And I think that's why people who aren't from Australia tend to have friends here that also aren't from Australia.
Yeah.
Just because I think we just have that same mindset, because it's like, obviously we don't have family here. So
your friends become
your family. So you want to meet new people and you want to make those friendships that are like meaningful and not just surface level.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you had surface level friendships moving abroad, like, you just wouldn't last very long.
No, you'd get really lonely. Yeah, if you didn't have at least one person that you feel like you can go to if something has gone like really wrong, or like you're really upset and you just need someone like for comfort. I think
Yeah, it would be hard.
But I feel like even so, like when I first moved here, I didn't have that for ages. Like,
yeah,
definitely. It was definitely,
yeah, I mean, yeah, same, I guess.
It was definitely challenging in the first year. I think, yeah, just being like away from all your friends and family, and even just feeling a bit like lost.
I think that's the thing. I think being lost is so underrated. Like, I think everyone feels lost at some point. Like, you know, when you move someone new, you have this vision, you're so excited, and then it gets to it and you realize that you don't have like that many close friends, and then you're, I don't know, it feels
good. even like you're like, I felt like I went through the first year, I felt like my self-confidence went down a lot. I mean, like, there was situations between another friend, but like, yeah, I felt like my self-confidence went down, and like I almost lost who I was. Like, I just, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I really felt that, I think it was the situation that I was in. But because I know, like, when we moved to each other, like, I feel like I found myself again. Like, I was much more like confident, and like, I felt, I mean, you're always free to be yourself, but I felt like I could just like be my true full self when we lived together. But yeah, I definitely went through times where I even like on a subconscious level, you do just feel a bit like lost, and then like you just have to like keep going and just like not dwell in it so much. And I think that's all part of getting to like where you are now. Because I feel like if I didn't go through or any of those experiences of like feeling like I didn't have close friends, or like even feeling, you know, even with friendships, sometimes you make friends and you realize later down the line they're not actually the type of person that you want to keep being friends with. That can be hard.
Yeah, that can be hard.
Especially when you're older, because yeah, you obviously, if you're not with your younger friends, and even like detaching from them, because everyone like grows up and goes their own separate ways, and some people grow together and some people grow like apart, and that's okay. But I think that is also hard, because if you're the one that's deciding, actually, not to say, you know, there's nothing ever wrong with the other person, but if you're the one that's then like saying, oh, I kind of want to slowly distance myself because I feel like it's not serving me, that can be quite hard. And you know, especially if you're like close with them,
because especially if you live in like a close proximity as well, I feel like that's really hard.
And like even moving away, like I had like a really close friendship group back at home, but I felt like I just felt like I couldn't relate to them as much anymore, so I was slowly kind of distancing myself. And I think it was probably like a mutual thing, we just felt the energy. But I remember it being really hard. It took me ages to do that because I was the one, the only one coming out of the friendship group.
It's hard when you, like, everyone grows in separate ways. And, like, if your way is, I feel like your growth was so different to theirs. So it's hard.
Yeah. But, like, once I finally let that go, or like, it's just so much better. you know, you start making friends that are more aligned, and you don't have to, you don't have to stay friends with someone just because you've been friends with them for so long. Like, I don't think time is necessarily a good measure of how good a friend is. I think, I mean, maybe it's a measure of like how well they know the old you. Do you know what I mean? But as you grow up, you change all the time. And if anything, they could be holding you back because you feel like you have to keep going back to that old
self. Yeah, I was going to say it can be a bit triggering.
Yeah,
I feel like, you know, when you've known someone when you went in like a good place and like maybe you didn't treat people the way you should have, or I don't know, it could be a bit triggering, like them reminding you of those things or just like the way you were and like thinking of you as that person.
Yeah.
When you know that you've changed so much, I feel.
Yeah, because I guess it's almost you feel a bit out of place if you start acting like the newer version, the new version of you. But do you know what I mean? Like, it is that though, because, you know, us as humans, we all want to fit in, we all want to feel comfortable. So I think automatically we would just start acting like we did before when we were friends with them, if we haven't seen them in
like
a while.
Yeah, it's like a subconscious, like, programming.
Yeah. Because, like, if we started acting like someone different, they're like, who are you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think the probably like the biggest lesson I've learned is like being okay to let go of those friendships. Instead of attaching my self-worth to that friendship. Because friends do come and go. Like as you get older, like they do come and go. And like, unfortunately, sometimes it's not like, it might not be what you want, but there's always a reason why. And I think it's probably for the best, because if it was like a true friendship that was meant for you, like long term, it would stay. And like friends can be like, you know how they say, like it's for a season, it's for a reason. And like I've had many friends here that have been for like a reason or a season. But I think I know the lesson that I've learned the most is like always listening to my intuition.
Yeah.
When it comes to just anything really, but especially friends, like what is the initial energy that I get from that person?
Yeah.
Do you agree? With friendships and stuff, trusting your intuition when you first meet someone, definitely. And like how do you go about, I guess, choosing who you invest your time in?
Yeah. I feel like especially after that first feeling, and then how you first felt after being with that person, you know, like if you spent a bit of time together, like maybe it's only one conversation, like think about how you felt afterwards, because sometimes you don't have a good, I don't know, you don't have a good feeling. Or like maybe you feel a bit, like, I don't know how to describe it. Sometimes I feel like icky, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just know another word, but like, just get a weird feeling, I don't know.
You just get like bad vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. And I think it's a whole thing of like what you said about the affirmation, like let go of what's not serving you. Yeah. Sometimes we'll be like, oh, I didn't feel that great after that, but like they're a friend, or like, you know, I don't have many options.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's actually like that when you first move here, like you kind of have to just like, you have to, it's almost like dating. Like you go and like you meet up with a new person. If you vibe, you vibe. If you don't, like you probably might not see them again, or like you see them one more time, you're like, this isn't actually it. But like it is like that. But sometimes because when you first move to a new country and you don't have any friends, you can't be that picky first, because well, you never meet anyone if you don't meet up with anyone.
Yeah,
I feel like
you have to. Yeah, it's a hard one because you need to have some people to like. Well, actually, you don't need to. To go out and do things, but like
you don't need to, but it's like nice to have.
It's nice to
to communicate, to socialize.
I feel like if either of us had been super picky from the start, we wouldn't have met.
True.
Yeah,
no, that's so true. And it's like you never know who you can meet through someone.
So
because it's like you might not relate to one person, but then they might know someone who like you could be really good friends with.
Yeah, Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find it hard to make new friends here?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think when I first arrived, I already knew someone from uni.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So I already knew her. So I got introduced to her friends. And, like, they're all so nice, but I felt like I didn't quite align with, like, their group. I guess, like, the way we're similar, like, health and wellness and, like, lots of things like that, I felt like I didn't have in common with them so much. And they were, like, really into drinking and, like, partying and stuff. And I just wasn't really in that mindset. Yeah. It wasn't that hard. Because I guess I met you, like, within the first month. Even though that was a slow burner. But I feel like I was just busy anyway. Like, it wasn't really on my mind as much. Because I had, like, my flatmate, and then I was, like, starting to work. And I made friends with this boy in Bali, who also moved to Sydney at the same time. So we hung out sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I just remember you saying
this. This random French boy. I can't remember his That's name. So funny, he was really nice. No, it wasn't like that. It was just a friend. Yeah. Random. Forgot about him.
That's so funny. I guess then you met me, and then obviously you met...
And then the other girls.
So, like, just through...
True. And then I remember downloading Bumble BFF.
Stop. I feel like so many girls do that. Yeah, like, so many of my other friends, like, they've all met. I've never downloaded it, but I guess that's a good...
Yeah.
Like, good way to meet friends if you don't know anyone.
I remember because I made friends with some Kiwi girls in London. And they said, they met all their friends on Bumble BFF. So I was like, I'll try it while I'm over here. And, I downloaded it and I saw Jen on there.
Yeah. Yeah. What were you saying?
Hi, Jen. it's just so funny. Like, but I guess I must have downloaded it with the intention of meeting people. But I don't know. I don't really remember. Did you?
What?
I guess you had, like, you came over with a friend, so.
Yeah, I came over with a friend, but, like, we didn't work that well living together. But I like, never really have struggles to make friends, I suppose. Like, I'm pretty, like, happy to just, like, meet new people and just speak to random people. But I think meeting, like, obviously there's a difference between meeting friends and, like, actual friends that you feel, like, really aligned with. Yeah. I think it did take me some time. Yeah, it did take me some time to, like, feel like I made friendships that I just, felt more aligned with.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that I met you, because I feel like we were quite, like, aligned. But I think it's also, we've grown together.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we were so different back then.
Yeah.
Like, both of us to how we are now.
Yeah, like, I feel so like we, kind of, like, grew together and, like, really helped each other.
Yeah, definitely.
Feel more, like, comfortable here and, like, grow into our own a bit more, which I think I'm, like, really grateful for. Yeah, I've had, like, some friends here where it was, like, great at the time, and then I guess you just kind of, like, grow out of them a bit. I think it's, like, more you... I think for me, it's because I feel like I've gone through such a transformation in terms of who I am and, like, really honing into, like, my truer self and, like, knowing exactly... Obviously, I'm still, like, always learning, but I feel confident in, like, who I am and what I like and just, like, the way that I like to be treated, especially, like, with friends. Because I treat friends on a certain level, so I do want the same. You know what I mean? So if a friend isn't doing that, then I'm like, you know? So, yeah, I think it took me a good, like, year and a half to fully feel settled in here. Because also with my job, I didn't ever work with a company full-time, so I couldn't just... you know, meet people at work. Like, it was actually quite hard for me to meet new people because where would I meet new people? Like, I think through friends, I think, was the main part. I did have a part-time job, which I did meet people from within the creative industry, so that was good. And then through their friends I met people, and then just at events, I think I met people from events. Just, like, random.
Do you meet people through Instagram as well? Not really.
I don't think I actually have.
I'm trying to think if I have. I feel like I did in London, but I don't think I did here.
I did in London. I did in England, but I don't think I've actually met.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have, like, once, but that was, like, when I was in Melbourne and we just, like, went for lunch. But, like, I haven't met anyone in Sydney that I've met through Instagram.
You have?
Who?
Your Instagram friend, do you remember?
No.
Shut up. Funny. You can cut that bit.
No, it's okay, you can say it if you like.
I came back home from like being away for a weekend, and then I was asking Shannon what she'd been up to, and she's like, oh, I met a friend on Instagram, and that was it. And like normally she goes into detail like about new friends and stuff, and I was like, oh, so who was it? And she's like, oh, just someone from Instagram. And in my head I was thinking, okay, it's definitely a boy. But she didn't tell me for like a week.
Oh yeah, because like I just didn't feel the need to. I have met someone from Instagram here, not a boy, a girl.
It was on the same day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on the same day. No, because yeah. I wasn't lying.
We were.
I know, I would never lie. I did meet a friend from Instagram, and we did meet that day.
No, I know. And the second one you also said was from Instagram.
Yeah, the second one was from Instagram.
Tell little porky bye.
Anyways, moving on. So I think with friends, like, honestly, it's just trial and error, I say.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like everyone teaches you something as well.
No, but yeah, like I think every friendship has served its purpose, yeah. You know? But in terms of Australia, like I have liked living here, but I think I've almost outgrown it a little bit now.
Yeah, same.
We're ready to move.
We're ready.
Harriet's coming to me to Bali. My listeners know because I told them in my last podcast. We're like best friends. Okay, so what is the difference between surface friendships and more meaningful, lasting friendships?
I think, especially with our friendship, I feel like when you can be your true self, like not, you know, when you're overthinking something when you're with someone, I feel like for me, that's like one of the main things, because I feel like if I can be my true self, then they're a keeper.
Like me. Yeah. Didn't you say something about...
When I first met you? Yeah, I just had a feeling, like, when we first met.
Thank you.
I was seeing someone at the time, I remember saying to him, this girl's going to be my new best friend. And he was like, mm-hmm. And I was like, she is. Just you wait. And then look at us now.
Look at us now. You manifested me, really.
I did.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice. I was forced. Kidding. Yeah, I agree. I think the difference between surface friendships and more meaningful friendships is that, especially with like the industry, with like you go to events and stuff, you do have those surface level interactions and conversations. Yeah. But I think you just know. I think it's just, like I said, going back to listening to your intentions. It's like, what is your energy like around this person? Like, does it feel natural? Does it feel forced?
Yeah.
Just like check in with yourself.
Feel like drawn to each other.
You do.
It's like, even with like a boy, yeah, like you just feel drawn to each other. Yeah. Like, same with friends.
Yeah, because I guess we always are drawn to people that are quite similar to ourselves.
Yeah.
That's how we feel safe. That's how we feel familiar. But, well, yeah, obviously, like, you have to have some sort of common interest or some sort of something similar, because otherwise you need to relate on something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
But I think lasting friendships, you have to just put in the effort.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know how some people just don't put in the effort, but it's like, if you want to maintain a good lasting friendship, you have to put in the effort. And it's like,
there's
no, it's like what you said, it's not like we're in school so we see them every day. Like, we're all busy. We're all busy and we've all got stuff to do, but you need to factor in time of like when to see that person. And it needs to be a two-way thing.
True. I feel a bit bad because I feel like you're the one like always asking me to go for walks and stuff, and I don't remember. I think I was just busy. Like, you would always ask me, like, during the day.
Oh,
because you were working from home. And, like, I think I just started working from home, which was really new for me. So I didn't think, like, it didn't occur to me to, like, walk during the day. Do you know what I mean?
I can't remember. But I feel like you said you don't like asking people to do
things. Yeah, and I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's a deep fear of rejection. I don't know.
Well, I don't mind asking people to do things, so I feel like that's why our friendship worked, because I was very like, well, if I wanted to do something, I would do something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Yeah,
and you weren't gonna say no, so
yeah, true. I'll take what I can get.
Please, best friendship you've had. But yeah, I think honestly, just, and also recognizing how you feel when you are with that person, like whether like what are the things that you're talking about? I think that's like a really good like indication of what kind of friendship this is. Are you talking about I love friendships where you just talk about just like goals and like just meaningful stuff. Yeah. Like I don't really like talking about, you know, other people or just like random surface level things. It just that aren't important. Do you know what I mean? I feel like how you feel after you leave someone is like a really good indication of like whether they're like a good friend. Yeah, they would be a good friend to you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think just tuning in, just listening to your intuition.
Mm.
But it's like sometimes it's different because you can say that friendships build. But when I said that, like I would say that because I'm like, oh, like when I first met someone, I didn't get the best vibes, but then I just kept hanging out with them. But then eventually, later down the line, something would happen and I'm like,
kind
of.
I feel not surprised. Like you just know from the beginning. Like I've really realized that this year, I think, just being in Sydney, like the way you feel at the beginning with a friendship or a relationship, whatever, is the way you're gonna feel at the end as well.
Yeah, we kind of spoke about this, but transitioning from school to adult friendships, what was your experience with that?
Well, it's a bit difficult because I've moved around so much, so I feel like so many people just drifted out of my life, like kind of naturally. But I would say close friends from... Oh, I did try and maintain, like, some close friends, but I guess we just naturally drifted. And, like, if a lot of our lives don't... Like, we're not in the same place, we're not doing the same things. I don't know. So we just naturally drifted apart. But then the last school I went to, I do still keep in contact with those girls. But I feel like people from your past, like... You don't have to put that much effort in because you always will have that ground friendship.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice. I feel like I can call them maybe like once every couple of months or even longer and like it's still all the same.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, a lot of the girls I'm seeing soon when I go back to the UK, I haven't spoken to in like maybe a year, but like I know that we're still friends. Like it's still nice friendship.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're all very different.
Yeah, I think it's a different type of friendship when it's school friends, because school friends, you made friends when you were really little, so obviously you will grow differently, and like we all go our separate ways and like obviously moving countries and all that kind of stuff, so you do find your own a bit more. So I think that's why like they're still obviously friends, but it's just like a different type of friendship. It's not like, it probably wouldn't be a friendship that you would like hang out with every day kind of thing, because you don't have the same interests, but like they still know you, if that makes sense.
And it's nice to kind of like see everyone's different journey. I don't know, I think it's quite cool.
I think for me, like I time is really important for me, so to spend time with someone, like that's how I kind of value like a good friendship, because I want to always like not always spend time with them, but like there needs to be some sort of like communication frequently kind of thing. It's not like, you know, if I don't speak to someone like for a year, I wouldn't say I really consider them as like a deep friendship. Because like if you haven't spoken to someone in like a year, like everyone's busy, but do you know what I mean? Like I feel like you can always make time for friends. I think from my school friends, well, I kind of said it before, but I just felt like I wasn't in the same energy as them, and like I felt like I just needed to step away from that, so I did. And then I made new friends when I moved to London and stuff that were more aligned, and like I'm still friends with them. I think for me, I just value more just like a smaller group of friends rather than like loads of friends and just having that surface level friendship. Like for me, it's like deep meaningful friendships, it's just like really important to me. So and those will be the people that I will invest time in. And, you know, obviously I still have friends who are like back in UK and I don't speak to all the time, or like I haven't spoke to in like half a year or whatever. But I know that if I was to go back to the UK, we would still hang out and things would be fine. But I think because we both have that like same like knowing, and we like do like still have that like love for each other. But I think there's a difference between transitioning friends from people that you just don't think are aligned with you anymore to then friends that are more aligned with you, even if you don't speak to them all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah. But it's like, obviously everyone's like so different. Like some people literally have their friends since they were like babies, and I think that's like so cute.
Yeah, it's cute. But I think it just depends how you grow, I guess. I feel like we've grown together, so that's why it's kind of worked. But I feel like a lot of people discover different things about themselves or just get taken on a different route, and then you just kind of, I don't know, just grow apart, but like it's nothing good or bad, it's just,
yeah, it's just like life. Yeah, you were friends for that reason and it served you well in that season, but like now you're different, so it's time to make new friends. And like,
yeah,
and I think also depends the type of person you are. Like me personally, I feel like I've been brought up to be pretty independent, so I'm quite okay to just go around and meet new people, and I'm quite comfortable just to be on my own kind of thing. So yeah, I don't see an issue with making new friends, I guess. But yeah, I guess some people find comfort in their friendships and they like to keep that close-knitness throughout life, which is also really nice. But I think it just depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah. But I think it's good to push the boat out and like just go somewhere completely different where you don't know anyone and see who you attract.
Yeah. And I also think like life is a mirror, so you always do attract the people that are kind of like you in the time.
Yeah, definitely. Whether that's good or bad. I feel like people are a reflection of, like, some people that are not bad in your life, but, like, reflect things that you maybe were before or are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because
it's
like,
quite interesting.
Yeah, if you don't like a quality in someone, it's probably because you have or have had that quality in yourself.
Mm.
Otherwise, you wouldn't notice it and it wouldn't annoy you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's good to be conscious of it.
So good. Have you ever had to, like, let go of friendships that you feel like weren't serving you?
Yes. Yeah. I think I've never sent a text saying, like, we're not friends. Or, no, like, had a conversation with someone. But I've kind of just tried to fizzle friendships.
How do you do that? You just, like, stop.
Just, yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Just stop making an effort. And, like, if they keep contacting you, just say you're busy. Just don't ghost them, but like just make them get the hint, and then they will get the hint.
Have you ever had friends or a guy or whatever ghost you before?
I've never had a friend ghost me. I don't know if I've had a guy ghost. I don't think I've ever been ghosted, but I've definitely been fizzled.
Don't know what's worse.
I don't know what's worse.
Yeah,
I know. I feel like fizzled, like, you know, they're just trying to get rid of me, but rude.
Yeah, rude.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've been like ghosted. Yeah. Have you?
Hey guys, just interrupting the episode here because I've split this into two parts. So to listen to the rest of the episode where we go way deep into if I've been ghosted by a friend or anything like that, go to part 2 on this episode.